You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand.
Welcome back.
Hi guys, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I was... I know it came out of the blue, but I was really looking forward to it.
You are, for us, you're where, I mean, Cocktail Corner is 21 years old this year, Matt.
Is it?
It's 21.
Yeah.
But for us,
we're big boy now.
Yeah.
We started out on Thursday Drive, about, just doing Thursday Drive one day a week about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And for us, you're the OG. Because you were holding down Cocktail Corner when we were just little... We whippersnappers, like covered in acne and cute and young. Now we're old and haggard.
I was talking to John about what perhaps maybe where you'd be at with your look, and it's kind of, you're at the same place you were before. It's solid look.
That's a funny thing.
It's a solid look.
Because I rushed in from Riverhead, where the distillery is, and I'd been barreling, and you get whiskey barrels, the hoops, they're called hoops. Aren't galvanized, and so not like wine barrels, they're not as nice as that. And they're rusty, and so when you roll them around, you get covered in rust and you're just kind of a bit dirty. So
yeah,
I came in and with a little sort of smile on my face, put on exactly the same clothes that I used to go with.
I'm glad you didn't show up like that, because it would look like you set the fire here. No, or
but I put on a clean black hoodie, some blue jeans, and some Chuck Taylors.
Oh, nice. No, it's great. It's good to see you, mate.
So Big Hungry's wearing track pants.
You also brought a container of Centrum Kids, but you showed me while we're on here before that it's not Centrum.
It didn't have drugs in it, no.
Okay, good.
No. Drugs for kids, maybe. It's got sugar in it,
isn't it?
It's got sugar.
That is definitely a drug.
Okay, what's on the kit? So we've got Thompson Whiskey. Thompson Whiskey's range is ever expanding.
Yeah.
So this is something which is, I think we had last time you were up here, but still
I don't know. Have I had this?
Well,
Ryan Barley Thompson.
So the Ryan Barley. So we made a rye whiskey. This is made from 100%. New Zealand grown malted rye and malted barley, as I said to about 50,000 people at field day.
You just went real John Rolls for a second.
Yeah, and so this is only the second batch. Rye became available, and we thought, hey, let's do a rye whiskey, you know, an American style.
Mm. Is rye more of like a bourbon-y kind of thing?
Yeah. I think it's pronounced bourbon, but whatever.
Apparently, the first settlers in America couldn't grow barley in the climate. I don't know where it was, Virginia or somewhere. But rye was the first grain that they got really going. So that's actually the first American whiskey before they worked out how to use the local corn for making whiskey. But it's got a nice spicy grain. It's really hard to work with. Barley's got a husk, which we crush the grain and then put hot water through it and collect that. And the husk filters it. But rye doesn't have that. And so it goes like a gelatinous porridge that you can't get water through, and it sticks the mash. And I hold the record for the stickiest stuck mash at Hallertau.
What can you do with that mash?
Anything well, you just got to empty it out and you've got to shovel it out. But imagine...
Then what do you do with it? Do you make
imagine
like a little thing?
Imagine what 2,000 litres of hot runny porridge is like. This was like, you've got to do something with it.
Okay.
And chuck it at your neighbours?
You can't eat it though.
Well, we try and get it into bins and get it to cattle. But
yeah, I was going to say that. Could you give it to the cow?
So the cattle get wasted, or it's too early in the process?
Yeah, it's not alcoholic. Okay. Well, we kind of took the fermentable sugars. Mm-hmm. Except,
I think John wants to know if he can eat this stuff or not. That's sort of what he's.
Oh, we could. It's very fibrous because we're kind of taking.
So it'd be good.
And now he wants to know, would he get wasted?
Well, next time I'll try and get a scoop of. But you could not get wasted, but you could drink responsibly this whiskey that I brought in.
Okay,
can't buy. That's actually steady the ship.
Matt, would you like? Could you pop that bottle of Thompson whiskey, into Ryan Barley?
Just should we pop it
by the mic? Just I'm really curious to see what it smells like.
I'm going to hear the sound as well.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah,
you can do better than that, though. There we go. That's a real deal.
It's a beautiful thing.
So this is only a second batch of rye. And the first one we did 100% French oak to mix it up, because rye would always be American oak. And this time I brought over some new heavily charred American oak bourbon barrels. And we put it in those and the French oak. So it's
There's a lot going on here, mate. There's a complex...
You've laced the glass already. What's going on in the glasses at the moment?
So, yeah, we're doing a cocktail corner. We're actually making a cocktail here. And we're making an old-fashioned.
Oh, it smells fantastic.
I thought I'd keep it simple, do simple classic cocktails, and we'd sort of highlight the whiskey rather than doing something really weird. So an old fashioned is really good, easy drink to make as well, like if you're having some friends over or something. And so it is simply a sugar cube, or I brought in some brown sugar, a couple of dashes.
In a Centrum kids container, which really threw me. I thought we were going to have Centrum. I don't know how I felt about it, actually. I was just freaked out a bit.
But you thought it was probably going to be sweet?
I never had the kids' Centrum. Yeah. I have had Centrum before. Yeah.
It's just some sugar.
Centrum, relax. If you want to sponsor the show, I've said Centrum about 4 or 5 times.
Right.
Anyway. Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Centrum's kids' diet pills or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to get hassled by Centrum for it.
So instead of sugar cubes, you just got...
Bringing their product down, right?
You just got kind of like a sugar, and you dip that in the glass as well.
Anyway, simple cocktail, teaspoon of sugar or sugar cube, a couple of dashes of bitters, then we put in ice, and I went the extra mile here, guys, because I've got an ice pick at home. This is the thing, see, if you're having people over, just ice from your normal thing, I know what you call it, in the freezer.
Having an ice pick
but that's not... it's from when I was in Japan. You could buy an ice pick from a $2 shop. So like bought 2 of them for $2.
We've just got crummy little mini helicopters and stuff, eh? They've got
good luck.
But anyway, what I did was, if it worked, if you just get some paper cups, because the ice expands, put a few of those in the freezer with water in it, then chip it up with the ice pick.
These ice cubes
look
like...
Have you got any pictures of the ice pick real quick?
Check it out.
I've got to see it.
It's just...
If you're in a diamond mine...
It's rugged. That is a rugged...
The ice pick is like a really sharp nail sticking out of a little wooden handle.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, because this is going to, rather than some bought ice or something, like, that just looks a lot better.
You know? I'm into it. Big chunk shards.
So we've got the ice, so sugar and bitters in the glass.
Parsonson.
Let the record show that Matt is using like nice little tongs to put the ice into
the
glass.
I just want to get what are the aromatics that you're getting off that? Well,
don't say the smoke. You might be at the fire before, you know, fire alarm.
Very caramelly.
You've got to relate it to traffic somehow.
It's quite hard smelling out of a bottle, to be fair, Johnny. Thank you, though.
You can give me an opinion, though, right?
It smells good. I'm excited for this drink, if that helps.
It does.
Will really is thirsty. He's looking forward to this Thompson whiskey.
You're kind of chucking that ice in the glass, sort of like how one might build a stone wall.
Yeah.
You're picking the right bit of ice for the next situation.
Well, the truth, I don't know if you remember, it was a classic Cocktail Corner years ago, the one that I brought up, the Japanese ice balls.
I still talk about those ice balls to people.
Yeah. Well, I was going to make them, but I kind of ran out of time, but I thought this would be good.
Do you know what I thought about those ice balls? I thought if you could somehow imprint the globe on them, and then as they're in your glass, it would be like global warming, and the globe would, the land would just melt into the ocean, and it'd be fucking heavy.
Yeah, you don't want to be on a downer, though.
Yeah. Well, a tequila drink or something like that.
Okay. So I will put that in last. Okay. So I didn't bring a measure, but we're friends here. So now we have sugar, bitters, and ice.
You're a pro. You've poured 7,000 drinks
in
a few days.
American 45 mil. Their standard is 45 mils, I think.
Just like a decent shot.
It's a good amount, you know.
It's a great color.
Yeah. Good one. Then all the liquid in the drink, because there's no mixer, comes from stirring the ice. So I'll pick one of the glasses up that's made of glass.
Do you have to stir it for a minute?
Yeah, fair
enough.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Matt Thompson, did anything like out of the ordinary or strange happen at field days? You're like, oh my god, that is a bit strange. Was everyone well behaved?
Yeah, I can't think of any field days stories.
Oh, what,
I'm just all about kind of brain dead.
What happens at field days kind of thing?
What happens at field days stays at field days.
The thing is, I've worked at expos. And
you don't want to know,
like,
mate.
Food events and expos in the past, and it just turns into this big, long blur. It's like, it's strangely a lot of fun, but it just turns into this, like, weird...
Orange
peel's
gone in.
You go into a weird zone.
Okay. You've twisted an orange peel and it's gone in.
The last ingredient is I shaved a fine slice of orange zest, and then I turned it over and I took the pith off the underside, like filleting a fish.
Did you squeeze it and light it at all or anything like that?
No, I didn't do that. No, because I was doing that outside, then the fire alarm went off.
That's,
So that goes in there. Okay, now we'll see what we...
Oh, yes. Okay, we'll distribute it. Okay.
Smells great. It smells great.
What do you think? I think it's pretty good. My one's quite dry. Like, it was only 1 teaspoon of sugar.
What are the cherries for?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the final ingredient.
There's been a massive container of cherries about the size of a large boot sitting on the table, like, ominously going. And then he serves us up the drink with no cherry on it. And I was like, this is kind of creepy, but I like it.
And finally, we put a maraschino cherry on top. Once we've tasted the drink for flavour.
Do we get some? We've got bitters. We've got sugar.
trust me to demand my cherry on top. By the way.
Yeah. You're eyeing up those. From...
Oh well. No macerating. The cherries just chilling.
This is a serious. So good. I've had my
it's
first
not too
sip,
sweet, which is good.
And I'm like,
worried about the sugar.
I was like, "Yep, okay, we're in Matt Thompson territory. We've got some
powerful whiskey.
We've got some powerful whiskey." But my second sip, I'm like, "Yep, here we go. This is it. This is the good stuff."
Yeah, I mean that's an adult drink there. I think normally you get an old fashioned, it'd be quite a bit sweeter than this. Normally it'd be two.
Yeah,
two
I was thinking that actually.
But I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the second batch of, because it's obviously every single batch of whiskey is slightly different. What do you think?
I've loved the new American Oak heavy charred barrels.
Mm.
One of them leaked a little bit, like I soaked them first and then I put the whiskey in, and one of them leaked a little bit, so I had to empty the whiskey out.
Mm.
And immediately it's coloured up, like they're so active.
Mm.
It's about 6 millimetres of full charcoal on the inside. That'll break really neat.
I'm going to put this out there and say that this whiskey, I mean, this is quite what I like about the old fashioned. It's just simple.
Mm.
It's pretty straightforward. Like, have you dialed down the sugar?
So you can have a loud whiskey.
I'm
with
like,
a bit of flavor.
Yo, there is the whiskey is probably sitting towards some of my favorite Thompson whiskey that I've had.
Oh,
I reckon.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I concur. It's pretty good.
I like this rye.
I'm squinting heaps.
Mm.
We also won New Zealand's Best Rye at the World Whiskey Awards for this rye.
The world?
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's part of Whiskey Magazine, the world's biggest whiskey publication.
Does it feel pretty good to get those sort of accolades, get that recognition?
Yeah, it
does. What happens?
Do you get any heat from the big dogs? Are they like, sit down, actually?
No, they know that I'm really, really small and I'm no competition at all.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's only the second batch. Each batch is like 700 bottles. I mean,
fuck, that's not many.
Jack Daniels puts down 2,000 barrels a day.
I actually just wanted to ask you, while we're kind of on like mass production whiskey, now, we all know Thompson is the bomb, Thompson rules, but have you tried that Conor McGregor stuff?
Connemara?
No, Conor McGregor made a whiskey, the MMA fighter. Have you tried it? It's called like Proper 12 or something. Apparently it's terrible. But I was
how could he make a whiskey? Like,
he can't.
No one knew who he was 12 years ago.
I was just curious if you hasn't even crossed your path and you're a whiskey guy. That's a crack up. You probably don't.
Well, I've been in field days. I've just been like, it's a blinkers.
How long is field days? Field days are starting to sound like.
There's the build up, now there's the wind down, you know.
Decompression? It's like going to Burning Man. Decompress from field days.
Oh, Matt. Fantastic, mate. Thank you very much.
Okay, Matt, I have been shopping at most good liquor stores and I've seen Thompson whiskey in all of them. If people want to find out more about this fine product, where can they go? Where can they pick it up?
You can visit our website, which has got all the stockers. But it happens because we won Best New Zealand Whiskey. Glengarry's put up a poster of ours and put us on special.
Nice.
So Glengarry's this month would be a good place to go.
Glengarry this month.
But I mean, there's plenty of other stockers as well.
Well, I mean, Glengarry's are our mates.
Ask for the whiskey in the window, man.
Yeah. How much is that whiskey in the window?
Hey Matt, thank you very much for coming in for Cocktail Corner. Will is sitting patiently.
I'm just going to say hello to Maisie and Asher, my lovely daughters.
Oh, you should have seen that the whole time.
I should have seen that the beginning.
Yeah. Did I swear heaps?
I did some
it doesn't
swearing.
Matter?
A bit of swearing happens at home.
Okay.
Hey, you're a builder. You're a builder by trade, right? Used to be.
Are you asking
kind
me?
Kind of, yeah.
Are you retired?
No, I'm not embarrassed about that. No. furniture maker, technically.
Retired. Yeah. Chippy.
But I used to work in the film industry.
Carpenter?
As a set builder.
Surely a barrel constructor at this point.
Could be.
Anyone that swings a hammer every once in a while is okay to chuck out a few swear words every once in a while.
You wouldn't survive in the world if you couldn't.
You let it out.
On a building site, would you? You wouldn't get anywhere.
Don't pent it up, everyone. Let it out.
All right, Matt. Hey, thank you very much. Cheers, Thompson Whiskey.
Thanks, guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.